Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Breaking news. Merrick Garland is this afternoon scheduled for a press conference where he's expected to name a special counsel in the Justice Department's Donald Trump probes. Speculation that he was waiting until after the election to do so seems now pretty good speculation. The current information is there are two lines of inquiry that that special counsel is going to be directed to take on. And we'll keep you posted, but that's brand spanking breaking news. Merrick Garland slated to talk more about it later this afternoon. Let's go back to the calls. People have been patiently waiting, and thank you for doing it. Leslie from Wichita. Go ahead, Leslie.
I got a question for you since you're in Portland and in Oregon. I was told, and I know it was by a Republican, they clearly don't have facts down very well, that in Oregon they're letting people go out if they kill somebody, no bond, if they're poor, and all this. Is this true?
No. What is true is we don't have Dog the Bounty Hunter in our state. Okay, we don't have. Privately funded bail bond situations allowed. That's true of a lot of states. And the states that don't have private bail bonds tend to do a better job and not just have sort of a pretty darn shady industry, as happens a lot of the places. I'm not trying to knock bail bonds people, but I am trying to stand up for our state. So what happened when Portland had, we were a protest city, right? With a lot of protesters. One of the people enact their, sort of flex their democracy muscles. And Fox News decided to use that as an opportunity to try to say, instead of Portland being an example of the good stuff, instead of being an example of making it easier to get to work, an example of innovative public policy, an example of now a real innovative system. It's still in a pilot stage, effectively, but a street response, understanding that the vast majority of 911 calls are trying to solve a problem that require neither a fire hose nor a gun. So Joanne Hardesty, the first black woman elected to city council in Portland, helped push through a system of alternative, sort of more effective, hopefully, community safety, not instead of police, not instead of fire, in addition to, which is called Portland Street Response, which has already showing significant signs of success, 911 calls are directing to it. It's becoming more and more obvious that most calls to 911 are not for anything that needs a fire hose or a gun. But the Republicans decided to use that as, let's try to pick fun at Portland. Same way they try to poke fun at Berkeley, California, if I can use my words, in the 1970s. If you've been to Berkeley, California, it's a really nice place. You come to Portland, also a really nice place. West Coast has got a significant challenge with houselessness and homelessness. That has been growing ever since Ronald Reagan undercut public housing funding across the country. We've got that all over the country, particularly in places whose winters aren't as harsh, particularly in places whose summers are not quite as harsh in terms of humidity and heat. So they do in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland. There is has been a challenge in dealing with a national housing and homelessness problem. But Portland's a great place to live.
Oh, thank you, because, yeah, I knew they, but they're too old for me to, and I just wanted to know the facts. I did try to look it up, but I went everywhere but where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And I do have one more thing to say.
All right, Leslie.
You know, Herschel Walker and his little vampire thing, Christopher Lee played that role, not once, but several times, and they asked him right up front, are you bothered by playing this character? And he said, no. He was in World War II, and he said, I saw real monsters. And he didn't. This is an imaginary thing coming from somebody's mind, yeah, and not fact.
Yeah.
So it's credible.
Christopher Lee, great actor. People would have seen him. He played Count Dooku in the more recent Star Wars prequels, and also a very accomplished fencer. Those are just a few of your Christopher Lee facts available for you hot off the press here at the Tom Harmon Program, Anything Goes Friday. Chris from Woodbridge, Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to bring something up, a little consternation with, right? And I try to be fair and, call it how I see it. But the other day, and I think this needs to be addressed, I mean, as far as DACA and getting some sort of amnesty, we have to get this happening somehow or another, help these folks out that have contributed and folks that are trying to get here and leave dire situations. I am on board. But when I heard the language that Leader Schumer used, and being a family of immigrants, folks came here in the 50s, I felt kind of queasy, right? When you say we have a low birth rate issue in this country, we have jobs that need to be filled. I don't think being the country that we are, that is the selling point. You know, I just feel like they are not cattle. We are not herding people in here to pop out babies and work, you know, low-paying jobs to have their kids potentially work those jobs as well to fill those type of needs. It just seems so cold and callous to me.
What's your preferred rationale?
Like it was.
How do you want to coach us? How do you want to better coach us? And I mean that in a complimentary way. How do you want to better coach us to communicate about it?
I think we stayed true to our values, right? Yeah. We stayed true to, you know, listen, exactly what I think I said, which is, you know, there are people in dire situations. They can contribute to this country in multiple ways,
yeah,
you know, and we would love to have more folks in here like this. They can do all sorts of things. They could be anything they want to be because we hope this country offers that to folks,
yeah,
you know. And why are we even mentioning the reproducing? Why are we? It just sounds so cold and callous.
Yeah.
And I feel like
It sounded to you, yes, Chris, dehumanizing.
Yes, and yeah. I feel like so it's the other side, rightfully so, they should be called out. And I have to say it was borderline racist tinge to me when I heard that. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, that's the best you got?
Appreciate
you know,
it,
and I know maybe his heart's in the right place, and maybe
I get the
policy,
point.
I believe, but I didn't like it.
I appreciate the call, Chris, and I get the point. And it's tricky. And before I throw any stones, I'm going to acknowledge my own glass house that, talking about issues that touch so closely on human identity and on issues of race and gender and sexual identity. And by the way, it's Trans Awareness Week, and I was insufficiently aware of that, for instance. That is tricky. And one of the reasons I think we have to empower and listen to young people is because they tend to be a little bit caught up in ways that I'm not, in ways my dad isn't. And acknowledging humanity first when we're talking immigration is a wonderful reminder. And my first reaction, I'll say my first reaction was, and that's why I'm glad I listened to you, because my first reaction was to jump to the economic rationale I think Schumer was talking about. I didn't hear what Schumer had to say, but I understand the economic rationale. And I hear your point to be, yeah, but humanity first, values first. And that value is not merely humanity as a tool for economic progress. In fact, economic progress should be a tool for humanity. And that might be the most important idea that we share in this community. That might be the reason why this show is important, is we recognize that we are not merely a cellular structure to support the mathematics of capital, but in fact that any mathematics of capital should be to leverage to make humanity stronger. And starting any conversation about immigration with human language and about humanity seems important. And, oh yes, and I think it is legitimate. And for those who are worried about, in order at least to counter the argument, they're going to take jobs from Americans. We know the argument from the MAGA people, the immigrants are going to make things worse, call them criminals or worse. That understanding that immigration is an economic benefit is to me a legitimate argument. We got to make sure we don't sound callous when we make that argument.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. 202-808-9925.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-916-0994. 800-916-0994. That's 800-916-0994.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
And we're back. Be aware, we've had this opportunity this week to debrief the election. And if you have final thoughts on things we need to learn, happy to hear them. And there's things happening right now, like the race in Georgia and the lame duck session. A few things that might be coming up that various pockets of power and influence are pushing for to the benevolence include the is there a chance to get the debt ceiling raised before a shift in power in the House? DACA, in fact, is being pushed by many Democrats to try to see if they can get the votes to get that done in the lame duck session. By lame duck, all we mean is before this Congress adjourns, before the next Congress takes hold. The PRO Act was just brought up by a caller, and we've got the protection of marriage as well to make sure that this, if the Supreme Court does with same-sex marriage what they just did Roe versus Wade, or worse, I mean, the rationale they might use, it would be the rationale that would also overturn interracial marriage, constitutional protection for that. In fact, putting that in legislation so that the Supreme Court can do what the Supreme Court will, but there's still legislative protection for those things. Those are a few things on the potential docket for the lame duck session. Robert from Modesto, it is National Trans Awareness Week. Thank you for the call. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you just apologize for not being aware of it, but isn't that the point of the Awareness Week?
I guess.
So you can be forgiven for that, and I just want to add, the point of the Awareness Weeks, you know, any Awareness Weeks, is to drift towards appreciation, hopefully not alarm.
Yeah, yeah, no, I appreciate that, Robert, and I don't know if I should comment much. I do not. There's so many topics on which I am neither a moral nor statistical expert. But I'm going to put up a straw person and then respond to them. There is transhuman beings have been used as a target by those who would restrict democracy generally. Used as a target by those who would restrict the attempts to try to rebuild the middle class, generally. And that is so unfair in so many ways. People got enough to deal with. People got enough. People who are wrestling with their identity and how they fit in to a what is felt too often to be a binary world. Like, life's hard enough. Life's hard enough for all of us. And to get that additional burden of having being sort of poked at, being used as a political target, deeply unfair, particularly when all we're trying to get to in this country is just like a little more love for everybody. That's all we want. We want people to be able to live their lives, live their authentic lives, love who they love, be who they are, and try to figure that out. And not have to figure that out through the restrictions of government, not try to have that be through restrictions of trying to avoid ridicule, but just trying to figure it out. Because all of us, we're just trying to figure it out, right? We're just trying to do our best. And if your teachings of the New Testament, then let's love thy neighbor. It wasn't about restricting or trying to regulate who's in what bathroom or what books are banned in schools. It's like, no, let's just do our best. Let's try to raise the best kids we can and love our neighbor the best we can. And being aware of that, that's good, right? It's good to be aware of that stuff. All right. Let's go to Kathy from Tacoma. Kathy? We're missing you, Kathy. I have to go to Mark from Seattle.
Am I on? Can you hear me, Jeff?
Mark, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Mark Taylor Canfield, Executive Director for Democracy Watch News, and
woohoo!
I wanted to give you a quick update after my coverage of the election on what's been going on up here.
Please.
By the way, it's been a very interesting and informative show today, so I really appreciate what you guys do. But I have a couple updates. One is 72% of eligible voters mailed in or dropped off their ballots up here in Washington State. And it looks like Seattle will be joining Portland in using ranked choice voting, at least for primary elections for city attorney, city council, and mayor. And by the way, two states, Alaska and Maine, use ranked choice voting, and 53 cities currently use it, including Minneapolis, New York City, and San Francisco. So we're joining that crowd. And also,
Can you say again the number? Do you know the number of jurisdictions right now that are using ranked choice voting? I had a thing about how many, because we know Nevada is going to pass again in 2024. Seattle, Portland, Multnomah County, which is Portland's county, Fort Collins, Colorado, Evanston, Illinois, Portland, Maine, Ojai, California. I think those places all just passed it on Election Day in 2022. Do you know the overall count, Mark?
I do not know the overall count now. I do know that up until the election, there were two states, 53 cities, and one county that used it. But it ran in several counties in Washington State as well and in other western states. So I'm sure we're going to be adding to that list. I know Seattle and Portland will be added to that list.
Yeah.
But I don't go to fairvote.org. That's the website that's been kind of pushing this across the country.
Great.
I also have a quick comment about Patty Murray, reelected, third-ranking Democrat in the United States Senate. When the Democrats first started panicking about the MAGA candidate and election denier Tiffany Smiley, because she was getting close in the polls, the Democratic ads and their PACs, those ads were a bit confusing to me and kind of misdirected. But when they finally started taking Bernie Sanders' advice and started talking directly about Social Security, Medicare, and oligarchy, the fact that the Republicans represent the 1%, I think that became a very effective ad campaign. And the evidence I'll use for that is that the Seattle Times poll just before the election showed 10% of the voters were undecided, but Patty Murray won with 57%. So that tells me that the undecideds went to her, and I think that's just because of effective messaging. Also, I have a song out of YouTube called Mother Freedom, dedicated to people struggling for freedom all over the world. It's a music video called Mother Freedom by MTC and the Rebel Seats, which is my band. So I want to
plug the website. Plug the website. They're going to break.
YouTube, Mother Freedom, Mark Taylor Canfield.
Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate your loyalty to the show. Means so much. You be well.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
202-808-9925. Anything goes Friday. We got the big finish. One little segment for us together. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone
someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We're back. Let's go to a speed round. So we can get to everybody who's been waiting patiently here on the Tom Hartman program. I'm Jeff Smith. And yes, Tom will be with us back on Monday. Thank you so much for being so gracious and kind to me this week. Thanks to the whole team here, to Joyce and to Sean and to Nate. We appreciate you. And of course, appreciate Tom and Louise as well. They will be back on Monday. But let's go to you. This is your show, after all. The legendary reformer from Eagle Rock. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yesterday, somebody talked about paradigm shifts with the end of racism and I forget the other one. Oh, I know, violence versus nonviolence rather than white supremacy and non-whites. But the paradigm shift I want to make is about abortion. The conversation abortion, because it's such a buzzword, whether you're pro-religious rights or you're anti-abortion, it's a buzzword. Mm-hmm. So my statement is, anybody who has that conversation about abortion, the question is, when does an adult female who is fertile, when does she give up her right, or does she ever give up her right, and to whom, of motherhood? It's a matter of motherhood, not about abortion or non-abortion. When does a female, an adult female, not have the right to determine motherhood?
Well, I appreciate the call, and I know how my dad would put it, and I try to defer as much as possible to mothers, and to potential mothers, when I'm thinking about and talking about this stuff. But I'll also cite my dad, who is not a mother and never will be one, who the way he'd put it was, the question is, and particularly when talking to a religious audience, he would say, the question is not whether abortion or whether, terminating being a mother is a sin. The question is whether it should be a crime. And that is a critical question. I appreciate the call. We'll do speed round. Let's go to Denali from Seattle, Washington, with a marvelous name.
Hey, Jeff. Just out here in the fields. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thanks for calling out in the fields.
Always happy to tune in from the fields. But anyways, Jeff, I just wanted to.
By the way, let me just interrupt. What kind of fields?
I'm a gardener.
All right. Very good. Very good. What are you planting?
Got my hands in the dirt right now.
Are you trimming right now? Are you weed? What's happening? What do you need to do in November?
We're clearing some brush, moving some diseased wood, as well as clearing some ivy.
All right. Forgive my interruption. Go ahead.
No problem. Love the speed rounds and also love your hosting. But I just wanted to call and remind all of the listeners out there to just try and have some compassion for our unhoused and addicted fellows and fellow human beings, because addiction is classified as a disease, as well as I want to remind everybody that everybody who's experiencing homelessness is going through the violent crime perpetrated on them by society and is themselves a victim of that crime of homelessness.
Denali, great call. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jeff from Gary, Indiana. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Sorry. Nuclear waste is my soapbox, Jeff, for 40 years.
Okay.
I'm a retired union carpenter.
Yeah.
And I've been pushing the idea, which is now available, to ship a demonstration project of nuclear waste back to the sun from which it came. And
you use a slingshot? Not, what do you use? People carry it all?
You use a rocket.
All right.
You orbit it in, at the right spot when it won't hit the inner planets, you give it a push.
Yep.
You open the cargo bay and give it a push toward the sun, and it's going there.
Yep.
It can't go anywhere else. And of course, it'll be gone, a long, long way from the sun, from the heat. And how else can you get it off the planet? And it's a number one environmental concern, really. It's so manageable to do that now with Elon Musk's commercial flights. That it's really become. I wrote the Department of Energy in '88 about this.
Yeah.
And since, no reply. Of course, it seemed.
How much? I don't know any of the arithmetic, and maybe we won't have time to get into it all, Jeff, during speed round. But how many tons of nuclear waste do we have? Hold on a sec. How many tons of nuclear waste do we have, and how much can you fit in a rocket?
You could only send a few barrels in a rocket. They would have to have tracking devices and you know, everyone would be
a lot of rockets.
All right.
Well, I appreciate
it. It isn't manageable on a large scale. I'm just talking about a demonstration project.
Yeah.
Much like the Tesla Roadster being sent to Mars. I mean, this would be me.
Not a lot of people driving on Mars, but they wanted to show it. I get your point, Jeff. Thank you very much. Let's jump to Carol from Seattle. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Jeff. Hey, so this is a Chad, you're it moment, and I think we need to redefine the American dream, but as it pertains to legislation, so I feel like we're the right community to kind of start popcorning that idea, but mostly the next 3 weeks, you know, we got to get Herschel, primary out or whatever it's called, Herschel Walker, and we got to put up Warnock and get that seat, right?
Yeah.
But I think that we're sort of the right kind of, you know, we can popcorn the ideas about what is our new American dream that translates into meaningful legislation.
Yeah. Yeah. And the way one of our callers on Monday, which set off the week in a wonderful way, is like, what are the 10 things I want to get done in 10 years? And I it reminded me, I was too slow on the uptake, but it reminded me of a Bill Gates quote of all things, where he said, people tend to overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. That
exactly.
And if we put a 10-year timeline on some things, doesn't mean we have to wait. In fact, the power would be by not waiting. Really love that notion. But Carol, thank you so much, and thank you so much for being a listener.
Thank you for being there.
Let's go to Sasha from Kent, Washington.
Hey, Jeff, great show. I'm just looking about the 14th Amendment, and they're talking about the presidency, but I say first must come the removal of those insurrectionists that got returned or elected to Congress. Why in the ever-loving Hades don't we see some action there?
Was Hades ever-loving?
I don't know.
The whole point was there's insufficient love in Hades.
Yeah.
But what do I know? Persephone went to Hades? I try to remember. So, I'll stick with Greece. Here is the pathway between the Scylla and the Charybdis we must navigate, right? On one hand, being too bellicose.
Being accused of being bad people?
Yeah, or just of misusing the arms of power of government to punish political adversaries, right? That is something we don't want in democracy.
If we're in the end times, I gotta say, so what?
Right. Well, no, but then the other hand is, I think that's the hand you're gonna like, and I like this one too, is we can't have a complete lack of accountability for people who try to take over the country. Right. And to try to topple the government, try to invade the Capitol, try to overturn an election. Like, you can't have that. There has to be punishment. Luckily, there has been some.
This was real. This happened.
This was real and it happened. Thank you, Sasha.
One small potato got put back, and that's all I know about.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sasha. Appreciate the call. We're in speed round. Let's go to Bobby from La Puente, California. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hugo Jefferson. Hugo. That means a greeting. How are you?
Hello. Give me the word again.
Yuvo.
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Go ahead.
Nah, you're doing okay. I like how you fit in. You have a good heart, Jefferson. I feel your compassion, empathy. That's what we need more. I appreciate you.
Thanks,
and
man.
And the caller that called in about the addicting person, you know, people are addicting. Had compassion. That is the disease. That's when I want to bring up mental health issues. Colorado, I guess Portland passed usage of hallucinogenics for PTSD symptoms, anxiety, depression. I'm all for that, Jefferson. I don't know how you feel on that, because I experienced it myself. And what it does, awareness of what's going on. I can step out of my house and not feel a lion's after me. That's how I grew up.
And so hallucinogenics, do microdosing, hallucinogenics are helping you with your mental health? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I did an ayahuasca journey, Abergane,
yep.
DMT toad, the heavy duty stuff.
Yep.
And here in California, they have I seen ayahuasca church. And to me, not for everybody, but is tremendous. No, what we've gone through.
I'm glad you found something, man. And one of the reasons why, if things are properly regulated, if things are properly safe, one of the reasons why it's okay to loosen up some of that stuff, right, is people have a hard enough time, right? Anything, you know, something gets you through without getting you addicted, something without damaging yourself, without just being sold a bill of goods, right? It could be valuable. Hunter, we got like 30 seconds. You're on, Hunter.
I was just 30 seconds. When people call about Hunter Biden, bring up Colfer Black, the CIA guy that was after Bin Laden. He also was involved in the Mueller investigation of interference from Russia. But he is still a member of Burisma. He joined 6 months afterwards. And just check out Colfer Black. And, I love your show, and you're doing really good. And
we lost you. Thank you so much.
Anyway, I was just going to say a positive
message. Cut you off right when you give it a nice compliment. That's my least favorite time to cut you off. Thank you so much. Reminder about Colfer Black. Thank you so much for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is the Tom Hartman Show. Our last speed round. We're going to go speedy. 202-808-9925.
Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov
slash the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag, you're it. We're back. We're in speed round. Kathy,
from Tacoma, Washington, you're up.
Yes. Yes, Jeff, thanks for taking my call. And I think the term your callers are trying to, or description of you would be gentleman and a poet. So thank you for taking my call. I would like to call everyone's attention to an article in yesterday's thenewstribune.com. Thenewstribune.com, that's Tacoma's Daily, and the title is Chief Moore's Crime Plan Right for Tacoma, Local Experts, Police Union Are Concerned. TPD came up with this violent crime plan because we have a real problem in Tacoma. And turns out the plan is was drawn up by the University of Texas in San Antonio. And that the city has paid so far $96,000 for this plan, which turns out, according to the article, to be largely plagiarized from the Dallas Police Plan for Violent Crime. Because TPT, the Chief Moore, Chief Avery Moore, and even the Assistant Chief came from Dallas, TPD.
Yeah.
And that just, you know,
is there a link or a site or a piece of information you want to direct people to, Kathy?
Well, yes, quickly. That, you know, we have real issues in Tacoma. Three of TPD's officers are facing trial for the murder of Manny Ellis, which goes all the way back to March of 2020. And I would direct people to the Washington Attorney General's charging report.
Okay. The Washington General's report. That's terrific. And Kathy, really appreciate your call. And as a reminder that I think that working people all over the place can be allies. And I don't think we have to, and I am one that doesn't think we have to vilify police officers. That said, we've got to vilify racism. We've got to vilify wrong policing. And we've got to advocate for new forms of community safety that respond to the actual problems that we're facing out there. We're asking police officers to solve problems that they weren't really trained for, nor were they built to solve. James, Hollywood, California, you're on speed round.
Hey, Jefferson. I think right now, Georgia, everyone who knows anyone in Georgia, get out there and make sure you're registered. And if not, and I hope Iggy's listening, because simple bumper stickers are, Republicans are for the 1%. Dems are for the 99%. And Republicans are for the rich. And they own it, and people are realizing and waking up, and that's why Republicans have to try to stop. Intelligent people are trying to stop college kids and blacks and Latinos, and of course anyone, older people who appreciate Social Security.
Yeah, if you can't beat them, keep them from joining. It's not an advice. It's something I don't like. My description. Britt, you're on speed round.
Hey, Jefferson, thanks for having me on. I really quickly wanted to point out that, you know, I know the old adage, think globally, act locally is always very important. But I think we actually need to start thinking about acting globally. And by doing that is making those investments personally in things like solar, making those investments in buying, you know, electrical vehicles and electrical equipment to replace, you know, existing fossil fuel equipment. Basically trying to think about the fact that the planet really is, has to be the focus moving forward, not just our own individual concerns, but really making an effort to, as much as we all can together, to reduce our carbon footprint and really make a difference for the planet. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Britt. Linda, you're on speed round.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to say that over half the country, I believes in God. And so that's why a lot of people vote Republican. And the Democrats and progressives, I hope, will ask people that go to churches, what are some, have miracles happened in your life? Do you attribute, you know, God helping you in any way? Because that, I just really hope you guys will look into that more. I used to be progressive. I'm not right now.
Well, let me respond, Linda, and see if I can get you back. So 81% of people in the United States, I've just looked up the most recent Gallup poll that I can find from this summer. And thank you, Linda, so much for calling and for your candor. 81% of Americans believe in God. I think that any political movement that tries to disrespect the faith of anyone, significantly, if you're trying to disrespect the faith of the majority of the country, that's a political movement that is not going to be successful in a democracy. The good news is that we need to respect faith broadly. And the good news is we read the New Testament, we kind of have an idea of what we got to do. And if you talk to, heck, who's your favorite comedian atheist, and you talk to a New Testament theologian, what they want has terrific overlap. It's basically kindness. It's basically both Ricky Gervais and the current Pope want us to love thy neighbor. Want a benevolent community, as Martin Luther King Jr. talked about, who was a preacher, by the way. Raphael Warnock, a preacher, by the way. That if we want to, whether we're trying to figure out how to be good Christians or good followers of our own religion or just good human beings, the teachings significantly overlap. And it means we got to care about one another. And as we wrap, I just want to say how much I appreciate all of you, how kind you've been to me this week. And Tom works tremendously hard and does this just about every day. And during COVID, couldn't really take vacations. And it was a gift to him that he could take this one. It's a gift provided by you, provided by the patience you had with me. I want to say thank you for that. I want to say thank you for the work that you do. This group can be powerful, not just by elevating issues, by working your local communities, helping good people do good things. You're the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. And yeah, you're priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. It is a season of thankfulness, is a season of rebirth. Consider those things that you're thankful for. Consider what each of us can do better. Forgive yourself.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Appreciate you, everybody. Love you. Tom will be back on Monday.
The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at ManCrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. I would love that. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. He'll think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Now through November 21st, Tom Hartman program listeners get an exclusive 15% off with the code RADIO15 at ManCrates.com. That's code RADIO15 to get 15% off at Man.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Save my soul. Let the music. Oh.
Hit it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.